Vancouver Canucks tomorrow night at the Fortress. Break up the run and Rebels. UNLV men's basketball won its fifth straight and 10th in their last 11, downing the 21st-ranked San Diego State Aztecs last night. One more game left before the Mountain West tournament. That'll be at UNR on Saturday. The 23rd-ranked Lady Rebels wrapped up their regular season schedule last night the way they played all season, in dominating fashion. UNLV destroyed Utah State by 60 points, beating the Aggies 104-44. Lakers play tonight. They'll host the Sacramento Kings. Coverage starts at 7:15 on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Things are starting to shape up on our Valley freeways. Only one leftover accident on the highways being reported, and that is through the downtown Las Vegas area along 95 southbound after Eastern in Henderson. As you come out of Henderson, 215 westbound near Eastern, now watch for some debris in the travel lanes there. Westbound lanes of 215 at Eastern. And off the freeways in the southeast, injury accident at Eastern and Sunset. Sunny and nice today. We'll get up to 70 degrees this afternoon, and an outside chance of rain later on tonight. 52 right now, 52 degrees. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So Super Tuesday has come and gone. I had a chance to visit earlier this morning with Michael McDonald. He is the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. And I asked him his thoughts on what went down yesterday. Not a lot of surprises were there.
The issue was very very settling when you look at what took place. You know, Nikki Haley claiming a victory lap at Vermont and all sorts of things. But when you look at it, she stayed in the race after everybody left. And, you know, she kept saying, you know, this is, I have all these votes and what it was. These are people that the Democrats switched over to vote in the elections. You know, if Ron DeSantis was in there, she wouldn't be in there. So you have to start looking at what is better for the Republican Party. And immediately when Ron DeSantis got out, Governor DeSantis endorsed the president. That's a team player moving it forward. Vivek Ramaswamy, same thing. You know, when you have people like that that realize that this is bigger than one person, and very grateful that that they took the true lead of what it takes to be Republican, take back this country. To say we were disappointed in Nikki Haley, yeah. I mean, you know, she kept stringing us along, costing more money for the Republicans. All they did was help the Democrats, help Joe Biden and the team. So, you know, we issued a statement last night calling for unity and asking Nikki Haley to step out right away. And you know, I think that that she did. I mean, this morning my phone started ringing early, and we're grateful that she chose this path. We hope that she comes out and does the right thing, endorses the president, helps campaign for the president, and moves the Republican Party forward.
I want to ask you about the unity issue. The former president, Donald J. Trump, has talked about it in his last couple of speeches, the unity issue. Are we as a party unified going into this general election coming up in November?
No, we're not, and that's the problem. I mean, if you look at what Senator Reid did here, just take Nevada as an example. What Senator Reid did here, uniting the Democrats, you know, they're a vault, a bunch of leaders in the past. They're just like us. They have their own ideas. They have their own thing, own sentiments. Except right after the primary, they all unite around the winner. They may hate the winner. They may not like the winner. They may not even want to talk to the winner. But they unite around them, and they move the party forward. The problem here is that we have elected officials as well. We have some elected officials on our own side that basically will not stand and unite behind the winner, that will not stand and unite behind the Republican Party of Nevada. And it shows because, you know, they like to proclaim we're individuals, we're stronger than that. Look, you're an individual, but you're part of a team. You're part of a bigger movement. This isn't about you or me or you know, elected officials. This is about the movement of how we bring back the economy, how we bring back and take care of the voters of Nevada and the rest of the country. So that's the big thing, Kevin. We have to unite. I mean, take your ego, put it in your back pocket, and get on the team. Let's push this thing across the finish line, and let's take back Nevada and take back America.
I want to ask you about the state. I know one of the things that the governor has done, others are doing, and that is vetting candidates that are going to be up for election. The primary, obviously, in June 11th, and then, of course, November 5th. How is that project going relative to vetting candidates, funding candidates, get the messaging right? Is that going well, or is that a work in progress?
No, it's going really well. Look, I mean, you know, when Governor Lombardo was first elected, you know, he and I served together. We were partners. He was my sergeant at one point. I've known the guy our entire basically adult lives. He's a great man, great leader. I stumped for him from day one when he's going to come out. And, you know, the one thing about him, when you have a Republican governor that's willing to do what he has to do, we united behind him right away. This is something where we have to use his leadership, his opportunity, his power, that we get behind candidates that can win. And at that point, this is where we're at. I mean, it's a team effort. Talk about team effort. Look, we have people that are very conservative in this party, and they're getting behind the governor as well. They may not be like some of the candidates that he's endorsing. But most thing, these candidates are great candidates. They're putting on the line, and we're part of the team. And this is a team effort. He has his own arm that he's created with kind of an aggressive team that is in attack. The party represents the party members. We're behind the governor and his team to make sure that we take back the state of Nevada.
What do you get when you look at the polls that are out? Here in the state of Nevada, everybody always says, well, it's one thing what's going on nationally, but what's going on here in the state of Nevada? Can you address that as far as the polling here? Every piece of polling that I'm seeing shows that it is now that we're now a Trump state. Is that true or false?
It's true. You know, when you start taking out the voter rolls and cleaning up the voter rolls, you know, Secretary of State Aguilar has been doing that. We have a great team in the Republican Party that has been keeping an eye on that, watching the voter rolls, tracking the voter rolls. We have a group of attorneys that have been phenomenal to work with. They're watching every movement. Look, we're in a whole different world now, Kevin, thanks to you and your listeners that have given us that platform. We have to make sure that we protect what the governor and I have started with as a team and unite everybody to bring across the line. But more importantly, we have to have clear and fair elections. And the one thing about it, when the Democrats won't give us voter ID, when they keep hiding the football, that was a problem. Because that's how we got to the caucus.
Well, that's Michael McDonald. He's the birthday boy, turning 29 all over again. like so many of us that want to turn back the clock. Anyway, another birthday for Michael McDonald. If you see him today, you tell him happy birthday for me. Coming up on the program tomorrow, very excited. This is going to be a good one. We're going to have Tom Del Beccaro, the former chair of the California Republican Party. It's going to be Steve Garvey against Adam Schiff for the U.S. Senate seat, formerly held by Dianne Feinstein. We'll talk with Tom Del Beccaro. He'll give us the inside skinny on what's going on. Till we join you tomorrow at 6:05, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. Here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show,
brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to App to Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond. Better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. 4160 or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. All but one. Another moderate out. Dad on trial. And voter ID laws are racist, we're told. That's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Clean Sweep Tuesday. All but one. Trump swept all of the Super Tuesday states except for Vermont. Come on, Vermont. Shakes fist at you. But that was an open primary state, so anyone could vote in that primary. Nikki won 50-46. Trump won every single state. Wasn't even close in any state. Like Alabama was 83, Trump 13, Nikki Haley. Tennessee 77-20. Oklahoma 82-16. Some were kind of close. If you call Virginia 63-35 close, I guess. Then Trump now has 995 delegates. He needs 1,215 to win the nominations, but it's over. No one's ever swept the Republican primaries like this. In other election news, Senator Kristen Sinema from Arizona has announced she is retiring after just one term. She said, "Because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done, I will leave the Senate at the end of this year." A little jab at the people who remain. She was elected in 2018 as a Democrat. In 2022, became an independent. So to win re-election in Arizona as an independent, she would have had to do a lot because the Democrats were running a Democrat. And of course, the Republicans were running a Republican. So she had to get 40,000 signatures by April, which was even hard to do. She stopped even fundraising. It was hard to raise money. So she's out. So the race in Arizona for the Senate is now between Democrat Ruben Gallego and Carrie Lake. This trend now continues. We talked a few weeks ago about the mother of Ethan Crumbly. Crumbly murdered four of his classmates in school. His mom was charged with involuntary manslaughter, found guilty because she should have known that her 15-year-old had mental health issues and access to guns. Her defense were the guns were under the control of her husband, James. So now the dad is on trial. The combination for the gun safe was the factory preset of 000. Merrick Garland was speaking at a black church in Selma, Alabama, said voter ID laws are discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary. He said the right to vote is under attack. Most recent polling on this says 75% of Americans support showing photo ID to vote, including 60% of Democrats. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. This protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. but I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, no joy in Mudville. The progressives have struck out again. The far-left attempt to strike Donald Trump's name from presidential ballots received a humiliating 9-0 rejection from the Supreme Court. This was an easy one. Individual states have absolutely no constitutional right to interfere in a national election. Never mind the loons in Colorado, Maine, and Illinois denied Mr. Trump due process in convicting him of insurrection. The court didn't even have to consider that. The state's ballot ban was all that was necessary for the Supremes to say, don't think so. Isn't it interesting that progressives are horrified when abortion is thrown back into the states for adjudication? They hate that. But these same people are ecstatic when election nullification is attempted by the states. That pretty much sums up the leftist philosophy. We don't really believe in the Constitution unless it advances our quest to dramatically change America. It is excellent news that the Supreme Court unanimously upheld federal power in national votes. That sends a strong message to the anarchists. Your chaotic vision is illegal. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Elaine Martinkovic, Las Vegas. Joe Biden did not enable Hunter. Joe Biden is the mastermind behind the grift, taking millions from countries and getting his cut. Elaine, if you have proof of that, please send it to me and I'll win a Pulitzer and I will share it with you. I know it's your opinion and you are perfectly within your rights to hold the opinion, but the evidence is not there yet. Esther Haynes, Jacksonville, Florida. O'Reilly, you said many times Jill Biden does not want to give up power. What power does she have? Nobody sees Joe unless she says it's okay. That's a lot of power. And again, you know, read Killing Reagan. Nancy Reagan's the most powerful person in that White House. No doubt about it. Thomas Miller, North Salem, New York. I have a question. I hear you say how Joe Biden can pardon Hunter Biden even if he's not convicted of the crime yet. I understand if he is convicted. But as you say, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. You are saying no matter what Hunter does, Joe can pardon him even before he goes to court. Correct. Presidential pardon. Look at the pardon that President Ford gave President Nixon. He has the power to do it. Federal charges, by the way. Nick Georgioff, Grand Blanc, Michigan. Hey, Bill, what's your opinion of how this Bragg case will go in Manhattan? You said it yourself that his lawyers should try to get all the legal issues moved out of New York. I think it's a guarantee he'll be found guilty. Could be sentenced to years in prison. Not going to prison. All right. All this stuff is going to be appealed in New York into the federal system. Once it gets into the federal system, a good chance a lot of this stuff will be thrown out. The fine that he got on the real estate beef, that's never going to happen. Never. It's excessive, and you can't do that according to the Constitution. So you mark my words. In a moment, something you might not know. Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom 2.0. The bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, this water ain't woke, and bottled with liberal tears. Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but We can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com, use code BILL for 15% off.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 43 years ago today, the anchorman of CBS News signed off for the last time. Over the span of two decades, the journalist had earned his nickname, the most trusted man in America. Here is the story of Walter Cronkite. Born November 1916 in Missouri, the broadcaster began his career reporting from Europe during World War II. He covered the 1952 and 56 presidential elections, then the Olympic Games. Cronkite took over as the CBS anchor in April 1962. For the next 19 years, Cronkite delivered the news during the most significant events in American history, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Robert Kennedy, the lunar landing, war in Vietnam, Watergate. Uncle Walter relinquished the anchor's chair at the age of 65 only because CBS mandated the retirement for all senior citizen employees. On March 6, 1981, he said goodbye.
This is my last broadcast as the anchorman of the CBS Evening News. For me, it's a moment for which I long have planned, but which nevertheless comes with some sadness. For almost two decades, after all, we've been meeting like this in the evenings, and I'll miss that. Old anchormen, you see, don't fade away. They just keep coming back for more. And that's the way it is.
Walter Cronkite did not retire entirely. He wrote a syndicated column and hosted the Kennedy Center Honors. I interviewed him shortly after he left CBS. He regretted he was forced to retire. Walter Cronkite died in 2009 at the age of 92. And here's something else you might not know. Despite his serious reputation, Cronkite also made appearances on entertainment venues. Over the years, the reporter showed up on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Murphy Brown, and The Simpsons. Cronkite also makes a quick cameo in the James Bond film, Tomorrow Never Dies. Back after this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly.
For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.